Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will discuss some farm ponds, gardening tips, along with covering all the ag events coming to our area, like the McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour, May 19th. K-State Research and Extension urges landowners to watch for algae in ponds to protect the aquatic life. Clean water also benefits livestock. In many of the pastures here in McPherson County, our ponds are low and livestock owners will have to plan to find other sources in the delivery of water to the livestock, as water is the most important nutrient. K-State Research and Extension Fisheries and Aquatic Specialist Joe Gerken says dead fish in a pond could result in algae that robs the pond of oxygen. Pond moss can form when pond fills with sediment and sunlight hits the bottom of the pond, increasing the plant growth. When the pond moss dies, bacteria will eat it up, potentially using up all the oxygen needed by other aquatic life and creating an unlivable environment for fish. Pond owners need to make sure that they can get the pond moss under control and get it out of the pond as quickly as they can to keep the pond healthy. Nutrient runoff from fertilized lawns or nearby agricultural fields can also contribute to algae growth. One of the easiest things landowners can do to slow the increase of algae in the pond is allow grasses and forbs to grow around the pond. Those plants are going to take up the extra nutrients that would otherwise be washing in the pond. When prevention fails to slow the moss down in our ponds, here are some tips on how we can treat the pond moss. For mechanical control, you want to make sure when algae is removed from the water, you remove it from the watershed. If not, the nutrients will likely just run back into the water. Biological control. In Kansas, the most common fish that we see is white armor or the grass carp. And lastly, chemical control. There are lots of times when we need chemicals, but some of the other options are better. If using chemicals, it is important to use aquatic herbicide and treat one quarter of the pond at a time. Chemicals are the kind of last-ditch effort in fixing the problem. In my wheat news, plan now to attend the McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour on May 19th. We will start the day out at 9 a.m. at the Marquette Plot, then off to lunch at the Black Kettle Park in Mound Ridge, cooked by our good friends at MKC. After lunch at 1 o'clock, we will then head to the Golly Plot at 23rd and Cheyenne, and then we will end the day at 3:30 at the Inman Plot between 4th and 5th Avenue on Cheyenne Road. Plan now to attend and bring all of your questions for the K-State specialist to answer. And now in my gardening notes, here are some tips for protecting gardens during the potential upcoming storm season. Storm season can be stressful for many reasons. But for Kansas gardeners, protecting their plants is a priority. With Kansas storm season in full swing, K-State Research and Extension offers tips on how to protect and recover the gardens from severe weather damage. When heavy rain comes, the force of the rainfall pounding on the soil can result in a thick crust that prevents seed emergence and particularly blocks oxygen from reaching the roots. Correcting the issue is as easy as lightly scraping the surface after it is dried, but not too deep to reach the tender roots. For standing water, plants standing in water cuts off the oxygen to the roots, which can result in plant damage if it doesn't drain quickly enough. Plants can sometimes handle 24 hours of standing water, but hot weather following the rainfall can cause the water to become hot enough to cook the plants. A channel needs to be cut to allow the water to drain. For hail damaged plants can and should recover quickly as long as only the leaves are damaged. If stems and fruit are damaged, the situation may become more serious. For leaning plants, either wind or water can cause plants to lean. Most should straighten after a few days. KSRE does not recommend trying to bend them back as the plants often easily break. For our extension events, June 5th we'll be having a Farm Safety Day camp for all 8 through 12 year olds in our community. We have a full day of safety programming sponsored by the Kansas Farm Bureau MKC, and our local KSRE. Look for applications coming home with your youngsters this week from school. We are looking for farmers market vendors. The McPherson County Farmers Market will start up June 3rd and run through October, each and every Saturday, right here on the campus of the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds in the Blue Roundtop Building here in McPherson. We are a market made up of gardeners, bakers, artists, florists, and beekeepers. Everyone has a passion of bringing fresh produce or homemade items to the public. Market hours run from 7:30 a.m. till 12 noon each Saturday. The market will have many products available for purchase, like fresh herbs and vegetables, sweet and savory baked goods, jams and jellies, honey, pecans, meat, eggs, cut flowers, and arts and crafts. Please plan to visit the farmers market for homegrown homemade items. Again, this is Shad Marston with the McPherson County Extension Office, and I can be reached by calling 620-241-1523 with any programming or agricultural questions. I hope everyone enjoys this special week for the people of McPherson County.